Welcome to episode 331 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of having an emergency plan. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of living that right now because I'm in South Florida. And as we're recording, I'm getting ready for the arrival of Hurricane Irma. Reminded me very much the importance of having an emergency plan. It can save you time, money, and especially prevent a lot of frustration or bad decisions. It's preparation for unexpected things that could paralyze a business. Most people agree, an emergency plan, it's a good thing, but when you get around to the creating one or updating one, this often gets postponed because you're busy. This leaves your productivity very vulnerable, which could dramatically hurt your business. So I want you to think about these issues and decide if you're really ready for an emergency. The first one is finding a temporary office. Sometimes an emergency is something big, like a hurricane, a fire, or a health and safety issue, like widespread mold contamination. It makes you unable to get in your office. Is there a place where you could set up temporary offices? Whether it's a rental situation or free space from another business, do you know where you'd go? You should consider setting up a reciprocal arrangement with other businesses before a crisis. Having a rough idea of what you'll do, that's not a plan. You should also consider your equipment needs. Can your business phones be easily transferred to other numbers? Do one or more people know how to do this, or is it something that's never been attempted? In a crisis, you want people who know what to do. Learning how to do something in a crisis rarely results in a smooth outcome. If you have backup equipment that's portable, like laptops and cell phones, how quickly can those items be ready to go? Will they need to be charged? If you haven't used electronic items for a long time, they may need software updates, which can delay availability. In today's online world, it may be best to have employees work from home during your emergency. You may need to have them interact through conference calls. Do you have a provider for this service, and do multiple people know how to use the system? Also, you may need to expand your current plan to support more users. Let's talk about people power. Sometimes an emergency takes a valuable employee off the job for an extended period of time. Smart organizations believe in cross-training employees so work is completed during the absence and not piling up on a desk. This kind of training, I want you to think about it like it's an insurance policy. You may never need it, but it protects you from a massive loss of productivity. Final thought really is around the idea of people hate uncertainty. An emergency plan provides a level of confidence and security for your team. They won't panic when the unexpected arrives. A big part of this process is making sure people understand the plan or at least know that one exists. Your emergency plan can't be a dusty document that's never discussed. Disruption to your operations carries a big price. Make sure you're prepared. I want to give you a quick preview of our next episode because we're going to follow up on this theme of an emergency plan after I experienced Hurricane Irma. So stay tuned for that episode. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel. That's also under my name, Ken Ockel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.